Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Food Pantry Manager, Lou Hoger. And Lou, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah.
Have you seen the usage increase with the more employees from Tyson or anything in that regards?
We have seen an increase in our customer numbers, and we're not sure how much of that is related to Tyson. Of course, some of the ones who were coming in, you know, were new to the community, and some were still going to work at Tyson, it seemed like, even after they announced that they were closing. But we have seen an increase. I really think the long-term effects of the economy and inflation probably has more to do with our increased numbers than the Tyson situation. I think the buying power of the earned dollar, especially for those who might be underemployed, working minimum wage or not far above minimum wage. I think in some circumstances, it's one spouse who might lose employment, but not necessarily related to Tyson again. Actually, I think we've seen fewer of some of the Tyson people. I do know for a fact that, for example, the apartments that are on 28th Street, just north of where the food pantry is, several of them have left. And I know that from someone who lives in those apartments. So Tyson's already had some people leaving. And one of the people who works at Tyson was indicating that probably some of the first ones to leave will be those who are newer and are renting apartments, are taking advantage of some of the other employment opportunities that might be out there. Tyson is paying, I believe, is $2 more an hour for those who are willing to stay. And there might be some benefits at the end for some. But as far as the food pantry and those numbers are concerned, yes, we've had an increase, but I'm not sure how much of that is directly related to the circumstances of Tyson. And I've had more customers come in, say, who haven't been there for 10 months, or I'll pull out a TFAP form, and I'll have somebody who comes in who hasn't been in since March of 2023. So I have to do a new form for them. I think it has more to do with the economy and some other issues, maybe a one-time major expense. And what we're anticipating is that when the paychecks would actually be stopping for some people who are choosing to stay here or aren't sure yet where they can go, we would be expecting probably that there would be a surge of numbers then. In the long run, we could end up with fewer customers because they will have moved away from Perry. We really don't know. And I've been in conversation with Michelle Book, the CEO of the food bank, because they're also wanting to know what we foresee and how they might be of help. And I think we're prepared to say to them, you know, we might need to start doing a second mobile food pantry every month where they bring the truck in. You know, once a month they bring the truck in. One month it's Crossroads Church, the other month it's the hospital, and they hand out boxes of commodities to everybody who comes. And there might be a point where we need to have one more mobile pantry a month. At some point, we may be able to handle 30 more households a month, but we couldn't handle in our normal fashion more than that. And we may have to end up limiting what we can give out just because of our storage capacity. We have to limit how many we could serve each month, and the others would have to use those mobile pantries. This morning, we had a delivery from the Food Bank of Iowa, 1,781 pounds. I think that's the largest order I've ever put in, weight-wise, to the Food Bank of Iowa.
I was just going to say, yeah, no, that is quite the undertaking. Well, and yeah, I think you make an interesting point with economy and stuff, but that you said you've already have seen some changes with some people leaving that might be a little newer to the community. Again, yeah, we'll continue to monitor how the situation goes. But thank you for the update about that. And then I was also wondering, what food items are you guys in need of right now?
The best things that people can give us are cans of corn. That is the number one vegetable that goes off the shelves, and mixed vegetables. That'd be the number two vegetable that comes off the shelves. Pork and beans, kidney beans, 1 pound bags of rice. They are not that often available from the Food Bank of Iowa. Any cans of fruit, also personal hygiene items, toothpaste and shampoo are biggies. Bars of soap, pads and tampons. It's kind of interesting because I actually did some shopping yesterday and I'm picking up 2 cases of diapers, 3 cases of sanitary pads, and about 24 bags of black beans.
Wow. Okay.
Quite a combination.
Yes. Okay. Well, cool. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. And then the last question that I have for you, Lou, is what are some recent donations that you have been receiving, if any?
Well, we've been receiving like a steady flow of commodities from different individuals, and we can always put it in the place on the shelves for stuff. The other day, someone called me and said, oh, we have a lot of breakfast cereal to donate. And I'm picturing boxes of breakfast cereal. Well, now I have 960 individual little boxes of cereal and they're little cups. And I have volunteers that are in probably right now, bagging those up in about a dozen to a bag to give out to customers. We never know what we're exactly going to get from people, but we'll find a way to use it. We have had a couple people that donated maybe 18 dozen eggs, 18 to 24 dozen eggs. And that is a tremendous donation because we give out egg vouchers to our people that they could redeem at the grocery store. That's a voucher we do not have to redeem if somebody's donating the eggs. And today I actually was able to get 60 dozen eggs from the Food Bank of Iowa. I was gone last Thursday during the pantry when they had 33 customers. Someone came in and donated about 18 dozen eggs. They were gone. You have 33 customers and only 18. We had no eggs to start with. And those eggs just went out to 18 people. Some of the churches have had some very good collections. That's been very, very helpful. Not all the Lutheran, just a good collection for Lent. The St. Pat's has had some good collections. And we've had a lot of cash donations too. Because again, we either have to local purchase things, like almost all my personal hygiene items, we have to purchase those that are not available through the food bank. Food bank is 16 cents a pound, so I can get a lot with the money from the food bank. So all those donations help. Every 3 cans of soup I have donated, that's 3 cans of soup we don't have to purchase.
It seems like, yeah, it's been very busy again. We're speaking here with the Perry Food Pantry Manager, Lou Hoger. Lou, can you just remind our audience where exactly you're located?
Yes, we're located just off of 28th Street, north of Willis, just next to the old Raleigh home, or right in front of the new Eden Acres facility. And the signs are very clear how to get to the pantry once you're off on 28th Street coming off of Willis.
Awesome. And I appreciate all the information that you're shedding. It seems like the food pantry is nonstop. I mean, which is good for you guys. And again, I appreciate you taking some time to speak with me today.
Well, thank you for taking this time with us. We appreciate that very much.
Have a good day. Thank you. You as well. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that is Perry Food Pantry Manager Lou Hoger joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.